Welcome to Company Showcase, an advertising feature on HowStreet.com.
I'm Jim Goddard. I'm speaking with Zarko Masalgia, Chief Executive Officer of Recyclico. Zarko, welcome back to Company Showcase.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
Zarko, what's the latest around the office?
Well, we are pleased to announce that our CFO, Shaheem, and myself will be attending the upcoming NADVAC conference in Phoenix next week. This event really serves as an excellent opportunity for us to engage with a diverse group of industry representatives, you know, discuss the latest advancements in lithium-ion battery industry, and an opportunity for us to showcase our recyclical process. Thinking about it as well, it's fascinating to see how fast the group has grown since the first time Recyclico attended in 2016, and how much growing interest and excitement there is for the future of the industry. And I'd say on another note, I got a message from a listener who was asking me about the status of some of our MOUs and the progress we've made. In particular, they asked about our MOU with Zenith, which was announced last year, and that was regarding us producing high nickel cathode precursor, such as NMC811 and NMC9X. And, you know, I am happy to say that we have been making steady progress in our collaboration with Zenith and have produced those high nickel cathode precursors, such as that NMC811 and NMC9X for the electrochemical testing. But, you know, not just that, you know, we've also been sending out additional and even larger samples of our products, including to other potential partners. And that's including, you know, cathode precursor, battery-grade lithium carbonate, battery-grade lithium hydroxide. And that's, you know, been going out to a wide group of people, like I said, potential partners as well. And throughout this work, you know, we have received a lot of positive responses to these samples and are really pleased with the level of interest in our products. Just even over the past few weeks, I feel like we've gone very friendly with the shipping companies, given the amount of packages that we've been shipping all over the world, especially now at the capacity of our demonstration plant testing. You know, most recently we've been producing much larger quantities of lithium carbonate from the demonstration plant test work as well. I don't know how else to really explain this, but you know, you just. From my perspective, you know, everyone just really wants this material. And it's just so exciting to see that pipeline of projects and test work that we've built up, and even how much unsolicited interest we get from large firms that want to meet with us and discuss, you know, potential business relationships. And just even put it in perspective, right? GM last month made their largest investment, or I think the largest investment by an automaker, to produce battery raw materials. And this was an investment of $650 million equity investment into Lithium Americas. This just kind of gives me an indication of how serious a secure and domestic battery supply chain really is to many of these automotive companies and battery companies alike. Now, you know, just, you know, that's really positive for industry, but what I do is as well compare that to recycling, which not only has this sustainable supply of lithium, but nickel, manganese, and cobalt as well. And not only that, but recycling can be circularly applied to a company's own battery production scrap and end-of-life batteries, further contributing to a more sustainable future. And one last point, I would also like to add, since we didn't do a podcast last week, but I know last week I got a lot of messages regarding our European patent. So last week I was asked about the European patent and regarding some concerns that there was some kind of problem regarding our application. And I just wanted to clarify that this is in relation to our second patent application in the EU. And as I explained to many of those who contacted me, the European Patent Office had cited our first battery recycling patent against us. Nothing there to worry about. I mean, we do have time to reply and explain, but this does show also the protection of our first patent gives us on the rights to practice. So, I'm just kind of preparing for, for next week. I will be out of office, but don't hesitate to call or message me. Thank you, Jim.
How can people get a hold of you, and where are you traded?
They can call us here at the office, 778-574-4444, and you can see all of our information on recyclico.com. We also have our social media accounts on Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, where we do have, you know, weekly updates and informational material that kind of, you know, explains our process. And you can always do kind of a deeper dive as well on our website. We're traded on the Toronto Venture Stock Exchange, TSXV, under the ticker symbol AMY. We're also traded on the OTCQB under AMYZF, and the Frankfurt Stock Exchange under ID4.
Zarko, thank you so much for the update.
Thanks, Jim.
We've been speaking with Zarko Masalgia, Chief Executive Officer of Recyclico. I'm Jim Goddard. Our conversation took place on February 17th.
Comments made on Company Showcase are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any manner whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Archived online at HowStreet.com. Company Showcase is a production of How Street Media Incorporated.